about 10 years ago, I was sitting in Ellen Smith's class at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, and I was taking the first class I ever had in poetry, and there were a lot of people there that were very interesting. And the most interesting of all was Mr. Joseph Karasek, who was writing some poems that were scattered all over the page. We were trying to figure out what he was doing with that. And he would revise and revise and revise. And we were a little lucky that in 1991, he took some time from music and began writing poetry. And he now has two books that were published last year by Tabat Bach, 2 years ago by Tabat Bach. They are really amazing books. And he's doing something different. I really urge you to pick up one of them. He's got a few copies here. And if you, for some reason, don't have money to do that, go online and see his poetry online. There's a lot of it. And it's a really important work. Joseph performed as an actor and violinist with the Theater Within. He is a former violist with the National Orchestral Association. And I could say a lot of other things about him. And I couldn't, can never understand how he was able to teach elementary school, junior high school, high school, and college all at the same time. An amazing person. Please welcome Joseph Karasek.
You gotta help me with this.
You need me, Joe?
Okay, we're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. Hello? Okay. Don't believe a word of it. Well, we're in this world together. It's not always easy. I want to thank Jay and Rick Ramella for the music that came out of them tonight. What's going on here besides the mic moving around? Can you get this mic to stand still for a while? Who's a mic expert? Not too close to me. Not that close. But just so it stands still.
I'm getting a new stand next week, by the way.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay. You go this way or that way. This means louder, this means softer.
Perfect.
No, I mean not just now.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
You too. Okay. So okay, so what the heck is a poem? I've been writing these things for a long time, and too bad Michael Worster isn't here, because it's kind of a joke. I'd write these drafts, draft number one, draft number two, and I'd take this course with Michael, and it took me 15 drafts to come out with something at the end of the first class, you know. That was one of Michael's favorite expressions, the man of many drafts. So I'm looking at these drafts, and I'm looking at these poems. Now, what the heck was a poem? I'm going along with these drafts, and all of a sudden I say, okay, this is a poem. Well, otherwise I would just go on and on and on without ever saying I have no poems, you know? And everybody's saying, when are you going to have a poem? So I'm saying, well, I got to find the poem, and I need more drafts because it's not ready yet. So what happens is, we're living a political life. We're all semi-political here because we have to get together as a group, and we have to have some kind of communication. So if I say I have a poem, I can't get up here and say I have a poem. If I don't have a poem, I just have these drafts. So at a certain point, I have to lie. I have to say, this is a poem. So I come out with these poems, and I come out with these books, which are terrible. Don't listen to anything anybody says about these books. Okay, so you see my problem? Okay, now you had the same problem, because I bet you almost 100% of the people who are here are poets. And you have to decide at a certain point, when is it a poem? You know? And then you decide when it's a poem, and the next person say it's rotten. And the next person say, oh, this is the best poem I ever heard. You have to go through that, okay. And I won't be any help. So I'm looking through my old drafts of my old poems, and I'm looking at them, and I look at the drafts, and I say, this should have been a poem. Not the one that I picked to be a poem, but this draft should be the poem. Because there's something in that draft that is somehow resonant, more resonant than what I call a finished poem. Okay, now, the trouble is with all this draft that has all this resonance, the problem is that it just doesn't make sense. So how could I call it a poem if it's just a draft?
Is this a poem?
Okay. Okay, so then I come up with this. So this is where I am now, if I can find myself. Okay. Now, okay, so I said that part. There are qualities in the drafts that are missing in the finished poem. Okay, you got me so far? Okay. Now, I forgot to say the key word when I came up here. The word is Tzimis. Tzimis. Okay? Some of you may know what that word means. I'll get to it. Now, fast forward. Listen to the first letter of each of the following words. The Stanford IBM manager of multiple information sources. I didn't make that up. That's there. Okay? The Stanford IBM manager of multiple information sources. What do they spell? The first letter of each of those words. Spell Tzimis. Okay? If you take these letters, you come up with an acronym. Yeah? Yeah. that spells the word tzimis, which literally in Yiddish means carrots. You know, like, who likes carrots? What animal? Bunny rabbit, carrots. But also, in addition, it's a metaphor for a stew with heterogeneous fruits and vegetables. In other words, it's a mixture. You put all these things together in a big mix. And so you come up with tzimis. And IBM comes up with this tzimis project. I'm not kidding. And I'm quoting now from what it says on the website. The goal of the tzimis project is to develop tools that facilitate the rapid integration of heterogeneous information sources that may include both structured and semi-structured data. Okay, so you have structured stuff, and so that if they can do that tzimis, IBM can do it tzimis, I can do it tzimis. Okay, and today what you're going to hear is my tzimis. Now, so I take my recent drafts and I'm just take them out and I put them into the stew. So what you're going to hear is not a finished stuff. You're going to hear the process of the poet's mind as it begins to go down and down and down. Now, I know that a lot of you are my friends, so if I disintegrate too much, I want you to help me put myself together. Okay. Tzimis. And don't clap or boo after each section, please. Okay. I'm thinking of that old apartment in Freeport, the one almost across the street from the library. I have forgotten the name of that street and the number of the house. Red hair long before it turned gray and her face a ghost in my mind. You'll find out, she said. Now I'm listening, but she's gone. After she told me, I went my own way in the street playing Immies, that game with the cigar box and the marbles. Remember that, but I wanted to teach you Russian, she said. Americans don't speak Russian, I said. Far from the threshold, hold on. Why don't you seem to know what is your name? Oh, I have forgotten. It's been so long back ago. Ka-ka-ka-ra-ra-ra. Carry across the river, birth, every poem a birth. Far from the threshold, hold on. He smiled as he left me with them. They are not near. They are gone. That rusted ring there in the dirt, that love not given, not taken. The wasteland grows, Nietzsche said. To the stream every day, sit by the stream and listen. Everywhere the newborn buds, the color of the leaves coming back. We write blossoms. You have let the past, recent and far away, put you to sleep. You hold to it and it will kill you. Rochambeau had been sliced up into pieces of a mattress. People were looking for wads of cash inside them. Look down, still picking up scraps. You must learn to wait, the Buddha says, out of this place, out of this time, you have no place in these streets. Murder of the soul is their object. They sit on barrels of spare cash, money built on money. It's all a fault of the frog. Frog. Actually, there were two frogs. One was Gesundheit and the other Schmendrick. I got a Maxwell House coffee can, put some moss in it, covered it with wire mesh, and I had a terrarium. When I went home from the country, I took them on a bus with me. Trouble was, the mesh got loose, and they run all over the bus. I get on my hands and knees trying to get them back. All kinds of shrieks and squeals from people. Finally, the driver stops, and I get my frog back. That frog's back. In the dream last night, they're changing the apartment on 140th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, away from the old street with thieves and wandering angels, where I used to live alone upstairs. The furniture is old and the pictures on the wall terrible. I asked the showman if I can change the pictures, he says. The management will have to. You have to get permission from the management. What is the rushing of time? Silk, dust, drifts, da, da. Rustling, silk. Learn to wait. Stop. Break into sentence. Sense tense. Speak. Sound, what will become, and yet it's not so bad alone. Me and my pillow. Yesterday you broke into sentence, down to sounds. Ta. White wing come from the south. The white wing, she come up from the south. Why wind? Wind up this. Go have a little breakfast. Half filled glass of juice. 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 Ooh. Sorry I didn't continue with the violin. Repetition of one word. Break up the word. As a pineapple? A tomato? Hello, Joseph, are you there? A little cold water on your face won't hurt. Tchaikovsky, why not? If it's Prokofiev, he's lost it. The woman at Citizens Bank had to leave bad energy behind. A bit of a Russian melody. Glad I'm not going to that barber anymore. The head of the incubus, its arms and legs in a hanging fear, its head is a wounded lion. Maybe I can't tell. It does not know this darkness. The winged angel moves him along into the black space. The glass angel wing is a fish. The blue glass creature, like a chrysalis, some kind of insect, unfolds. Stay in your prayer. Feel the ribs of the silence against your skin. Then laugh and pray again. The blue circle of light. Pray. Sit in the blue circle. The door has not been shut against it. Oh, Sarah, oh, mother of the stars, oh, loneliness of the prairie, how was? And here I am in the early, and there is a note from her. It is already 9:15, and I am still not awake. They cast away, oh, love. I'm letting go of her. Good morning, Joseph. Did you sleep well? Well, I slept. Taut, taut. Eat a piece of grapefruit. Cha, 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 ca. And the angels pray for us who do not pray for them. You can teach an elephant to do human tricks, but you cannot teach humans the grace of an elephant. The Proust way is the way of elegance. It does not matter that your shoulders hurt. Daylight, miracle, go to him. He is friend. Great mountain, I greet you. We write blossom. Just sit and listen. Sit by the stream and listen. Everywhere the newborn buds, the color in the leaves coming back. We write blossom. You have let the past, recent and far away, put you to sleep. Hold on to it and it will kill you. But I am back again at Lake Winnipesaukee. And when the old man of the mountain was there, before he cracked and fell and went poof, just like that. And there is this lady who says I am always with her and keeps me under her pillow all, and we are not there but here. And here, always together, yeah, she means together. Relax, maker of poems. Relax, violin player. Fuck it. I hate getting up with yesterday's metal shavings between my toes. Might as well be a violin player. The secret is to make a single sound that lasts forever. You'll find out. One day you'll be playing Respighi, the Pines of Rome. Or is it the fountains of Rome? There is one spot in the piece, after all that noise, trumpets and clarinets and violets and musty rooms and kimonos and aristocrats. With Miss Crawford and Miss Roth, turn to page 211, and Miss Roth strikes the desk with a ruler and resounds the vibrations can be felt in mother's silence. Silence, where we sat and played 500 rummy. So between Sholem Aleichem and Proust, the orchestra stops and I am alone and have to play one note, one single note that lasts forever. And I feel my bow on that one string, and my hand begins to shake, and the bow trembles, and the whole world is looking at me, trying to play that one note. And after a while, I am lost in my dreaming. In the deep, among the fire corals and blue, I poke around small crevices, under ledges, near underground caves, put past the black ones and the ones named after tubers, the anemones and the red algae, looking for the delicate lace, coral polyps, those that love the dark, that hide from the sun. Ah, yeah, you got the idea. And what if we all got was there on the Lower East Side or the Bowery? And it doesn't matter where, because if I was Joe Karasek or Hickory Doolittle Weenie Poop Poo, you get the idea. And there was this big music store, and I had my violin, and I didn't have no more violin, and began to cry. But it doesn't matter anymore, because we're all together. And well, I was in this dark place for a long while, and I wonder how I could be that small, because the darkness was so big. And I was it, and Deidre said good morning to me, and that was what mattered. Or was it last night, with the moon and all that glitter and the pretty ladies and the dressed up men with the high hats? Well, all of us, I mean, all the bums and drunks and all, we were all in this together. And those with all that pain, and that went on a long time. And there were those sugary donuts, like the lady on the street told me, that was all she had to eat. And you know what I mean, that's the whole story. But it really isn't the whole story, because I could go on and tell you more. But it's daylight now, yes, daylight now. And we can begin another life. And there's the possibility, is there. And then I find myself down there and know something is going on in this dream that is new. And it is bad and good. And some guy said, he said, here, take it. Take your life and begin again. You can begin again, he said. He said that. And a lot of others said that. Thank you.